This is a waiver application for Kenneth R. Walton. Mr. Walton has four allegations listed on his warrants. Those allegations reads as follows. Allegation number one, that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number seven, as demonstrated by his failure to submit a urine specimen for drug testing on December 20, 2017, per the task individual testing compliance only data, December 27, 2017. Allegation number two, failure to attend substance abuse counseling, that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number four, as demonstrated by his failure to attend and complete substance abuse counseling on or about December 5th, 2017, as verbally directed by CCO Peckinpah. Allegation number three, that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by his failure to follow the directives of his assigned parole officer by failing to report in for a face-to-face contact visit on or about December 13, 2017, as verbally directed on December 5th, 2017, per CCO Peckinpah. Defendant is actively avoiding supervision. Allegation number four is that he's in violation of Arizona condition of supervision number two, as demonstrated by his failure to follow the directives of his assigned parole officer by failing to report to the Mason parole officers located at 460 North Mesa Drive, number 211, Mesa, Arizona, on December 22nd, 2017 at 9 a.m. as written directly by December 21st, 2017 by CCO Peckinpah. I've read the information contained in warrant number 2017W4310, and based on the information contained in that warrant, I move to find that Mr. Walton violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was a Lincoln and had or was probably about to lapse into criminal ways or company, and I found moved to revoke his community supervision on those bases.
Second.
And that is going to end our hearings in the boardroom for today.